Time to have a chat with Tania Ciccone, the CEO, Executive Officer of CEOs for Gender Equity. Tania, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Jared. Thanks for having me.
No, not a worry at all. So this has been a discussion that's raised its ugly head from Canberra a little bit in the last sort of decade or so, but more so in the last couple of weeks. The good old bonk ban that Malcolm Turnbull brought in. And we've seen it raise its ugly head in the last couple of weeks with issues with Christian Porter and a couple of others. Senior men in positions of power with predominantly junior female staffers. I mean, what could go wrong, Tania?
What could go wrong? Throw in late nights, lots of hours together, away from families, and a bit of alcohol at the local. What could go wrong, Jared? I have no idea.
No, exactly right. That's it. Do you think a bonk ban in the grand scheme of thing is going to work, or do you think people are going to combat that and go, you know what, if Malcolm Turnbull or whoever the leader is putting this in place, I'm going to rebel against it?
Look, most professional organisations do have conduct, explicitly, spelled out around how senior leaders engage with junior leaders,
yeah.
So junior people in their teams. Most organisations have their own equivalent of a bonk ban, and whilst it's, it's a catchy phrase, most organisations have it. They have, they're pretty explicit around the conduct.
Yeah.
And we've seen in recent times how senior leaders have been pinged in the corporate sector for having, without sounding puritanical, having affairs with junior staff because it's not being declared.
Yeah, exactly. And that was the amazing thing when this started being coming out as being quite a widely known and widely spread thing in Canberra. I know I was amazed that this hadn't been brought up earlier on and stopped earlier,
And this is what happens, though. Once society becomes more informed, more cluey about some of these issues, then sometimes we demand a bit more from senior people, senior leaders in politics or otherwise. And I maintain that, it's up to workplaces to now catch up with the rest of what society expects and thinks around some of these matters.
A bit of an interesting question. Do you think we'd need a bonk ban if more women were in senior cabinet roles and young men were in junior staffing roles?
That's a really good question. Look, off the bat, I would say no. I don't think those sorts of predatory behaviours, if you like, would exist if there were more women in senior roles and more men in junior roles. I think it would be a different culture where if there was better balance at the top. I work with lots of CEOs who say when women join their teams, the men are better behaved. So I think, again, without sounding puritanical, more women at senior roles just regulates behaviour. So I don't think anyone would necessarily require an explicit bonk ban if there was just better balance at the top and better balance at the bottom. Like you said, there's lots of men in power. If we had equal numbers in power, I think that would shift the culture and it would shift the tone at the top.
Do you think that's where we need to go to stop this kind of behaviour happening? There needs to be the filter down from the top down on this sort of stuff?
Look, Jared, I think we need to move it beyond even just the behaviours. We need to be looking at the performance of senior levels. So we already know that there's the research says more women at the top creates better performance, better profits, better productivity. But don't we want a top-performing government? And a homogenous group of men can't deliver the sorts of outcomes we need in today's environment. So better balance at the top is not only just good for regulating behaviour, it's better, it'll deliver better outcomes for government as it does for business, and it'll deliver better outcomes for community and for the stakeholders and for voters, which is ultimately what I'm advocating for, what we advocate for at CEOs for Gender Equity.
Do you think that they'll... This behaviour is nothing new. It's been going on for decades now. Why do you think we've seen more and more... I'm not just talking government stuff. I'm talking in general, even, with the private sector as well. Why all of a sudden are we seeing more and more of these cases coming out? Is this social media? People are more happy to speak out now? Or do you think the numbers have always been the same? There's not an increase of this behaviour happening. It's just it gets publicised more?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Look, I can't speak whether the numbers have increased, but again, coming back to society's expectations, I think companies before, to manage their brand and their reputation, they would, you know, keep this under wraps and undercover. But now they recognise to better call out these, to better protect their reputation, they need to be more transparent around these issues instead. So they're being more transparent with their shareholders, more transparent with the community, and more transparent with their larger stakeholders around this, in a way to improve their reputation, to say, hey, we understand this has been going on for some time, but we're now beginning, we're drawing a line around it now. We're beginning to address this in a better way, to better reflect society's expectations about how we do business and also how we engage women.
Just slightly changing topic, just very briefly, how is Australia going globally when it comes to females in a CEO or chairman level, executive level? How are we in the grand scheme of things?
We're according to the OECD rankings, we've slipped a few notches.
Yeah,
but that's relative to how we access government.
Yeah.
How many women access senior roles in government? In terms of women heading up ASX.
Yeah.
100 listed companies. Oh, I don't have the stats off the top of my head, but I know at least in WA we have less than 13%, which, still, suggests that whilst women are good enough to, be quarantined for lower level positions, they're still not managing to get to the top. So that's a bit of a concern. We know in other countries that they're a lot more progressive. Like in Norway, you've got, a female or female cabinet.
Yeah.
I'm not recommending that we have all female leadership teams, but we've seen how, even if we look at COVID, the out of the countries that best performed in managing COVID, there were seven who were led by women.
Yeah.
And the five things that they did which set them apart from their male peers were that they were very authentic, they told the truth, they dealt with the issues very, very quickly. And also they relied on extensive technology and tracing and testing to isolate clusters and to address COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
And these are the companies, so these are the countries, I should say,
yeah,
who had the least amount of fatalities and rates of infection in the first 3 months of COVID hitting their shores. There's something to be said about female leadership in general that I think that all people can learn from.
How does Australia get better at putting females in leadership positions and in CEO positions? What do we need to do? I know that's kind of a how long's a piece of string kind of question, but some basic things that need to change, I guess.
Well, look, there's a million things at the end of the day, but I think it's a really good question because, to me, being a pragmatist, pretty simple. That when it comes to CEOs, every CEO I've spoken to, and I've spoken to hundreds, and I say, how did you get to the top? And it's mostly a man that I'll ask this question of because it's mostly, most CEOs are male. And he'll say he was tapped on the shoulder. But that's what we call sponsorship, and there's nothing wrong with that. So when it comes to succession, how do we tap women on the shoulder the same way we tap men on the shoulder? And typically we have a level of unconscious bias. It's not a criticism, it's just the way it is, that we've got to learn to become a bit more aware of our unconscious biases and look at talent more broadly that's inclusive of women as well.
Yeah, no, exactly. Love it. Tanya, thank you so much for the chat. All the best. Very fascinating.
Thanks, Jared. Thanks for the opportunity.